Let us offer our consecration to the Lord.
Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you answer, that you bless our day and lead us to come to be worshiping you, to come to glorify your name, to come to offer all that we have to give to you so that your name may be glorified in all we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we're moving into the next reading, which of course is Friday. Couple of things here. On this date, we also remember the dedication of the Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. I'm not going to look at the reading for that day. You can use either reading. But of course, it's another one when we dedicate the Basilica, as we did last week with St. John Lateran. And again, that's the that's always the recognition that this powerful basilica, which is a sense a very holy building, but it's a building, is a reminder that we're all called to glorify God as a community, and we come together within the building, which is the basilica, so that we can, as the people of God, which come together as a tower, that's one of the ancient symbols of the people of God, come together as a structure to be that sign of the presence of God. So actually, as Christians, we are called always to be that sign of God's presence. But we want to continue with Revelation. Yesterday we looked at Revelation 5. Now we're looking at Revelation 10. And we're looking at a symbol of the scroll that I talked about yesterday from the Old Testament. And it is also, in case I didn't mention that, which I didn't, also here in this reading from the book of Revelation. It's the same general idea. Taking the scroll, which is sweet in the mouth, but in this case becomes sour in the stomach. And why? Because the prophecy is the word of God, which is sweet, but it causes great difficulties for those who are prophets, which we see obviously in the Old Testament. But here we are seeing this powerful message to go out and preach again to the people. And what does the line say? It's called, sends out John of Patmos to prophesy again to many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. Now, here's something that's really powerful to understand. The end of the world, which is what Apocalypse is all about, is something that we see a lot of great tension and everything else in the book of Revelation, the Apocalypse. But we have to understand that there is all this great tribulation. And why is there tribulation? Because there's division, and division leads one group to conquer another so that the division may be ended through tyranny, is essentially what happens. Now, what is the prophet called to do? To go out and teach people the word of God. In this case, the message that Christ calls him to send out, sends him out to preach. And if people listen to and obey the word of God, what is the result? Unity. So as you see, the more people reject the word of God, the more division happens, and division brings wars and rumors of wars and dissensions and fights and battles and everything else. That's what division creates. God is sending us, God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, sends out his spirit, which is the spirit of peace. So when there is prophecy and people listen to the prophets, there is unity. When there is prophecy and people reject the prophets, there is disunity, and disunity brings battle. So this is an important thing to be understood. So when he is being sent out to the many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings, why? To bring them to come to know the truth, the one truth, that brings unity and that brings peace. This is an important understanding that is really important for our own time, because we've just finished this election. And one of the things that's going on in this election is people are saying you have to vote the right people or you lose your democracy. what causes you to lose your democracy when you have a set of understanding, a large set of understandings among the people that is such a large set, such a large number of different forms of understanding who we are, that there is no way to bring unity, and therefore there is no form of unity. Democracy requires not just people give their position, but it requires unity. And what is it that brings the most amount of unity? Love of God and love of neighbor. You see that. So anytime you see people rejecting God, and that's one of the greatest problems, they're rejecting God, they want nothing to do with God, they reject everything there is to do with God, then what you're going to see is great division. However, and this is the important thing, if you preach the gospel and they reject you, that's one thing, but you're called to lead people to come to know the truth, not to force it upon them. Because if you force it upon them, that causes great division as well. It's to invite people to know Christ, to invite people to know the truth, and the people who come to know Christ and come to develop that relationship with Christ and come to revolve their life around Christ will be a people of unity. Those who reject Christ will be divided. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. You can visit our Substack newsletter. You can hear our new Substack podcast. You can hear the podcast that you may not be able to catch at 3 o'clock in the morning or at midnight or at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but you go back. And don't forget, you can hear us on your favorite podcast platform. The buttons for the platforms you can find at CatholicAudioMedia.com. At least some of the platforms. So anyway, you can check that out. CatholicAudioMedia.com, a service of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, where you have a standing invitation to come to our Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful reality. And we understand that this preaching of the gospel, which we're all called to do, is not so much so that people will be saved, although that's part of it. It's also to help people understand the truth. The truth that will set them free, as Jesus taught. But the more people understand the truth, the more they become unified. And that unity is a unity rooted in prayer in relationship with Christ. I really think one of the greatest mistakes that that has been part of our Christianity in this country and probably other parts of the world, although this country especially, is equating our belief in God with a unity. Well, basically put it this way, with our belief in God, with morality, but the morality separating it from our belief in God. Our morality comes from our belief in God and acting on that belief. But people have separated, including in the church, have separated the morality from the belief in God. And what happens is that since we're not united in Christ, then the morality doesn't have a basic point doesn't have a foundation, and therefore, because the morality doesn't have a foundation, it becomes lost. Because once we understand that we are united in Christ, our morality is not based on moral rules, it's based on anthropology. Christ teaches us an anthropology. Anthropology is basically an understand who we are as human beings. That's what it's all about. And when we divorce ourselves from God, by divorcing ourselves from Christ, then we are also divorcing ourselves from that one truth that leads us into a unity. This is a real problem because even, you know, in all the communities, Catholic and other forms of Christianity, people are teaching the morality without teaching Christ. And that divorces the morality from Christ. And when you do that, you have no foundation and it causes division. You want to know what's led our country to be in great division? And we know that there were people that doing everything they can to destroy anything to do with God in our country. And why? Because they are rebelling against the morality, because the morality has been divided from Christ, because no one was teaching them Christ, they were just teaching morality. And with the morality being divided from Christ, they have no unified foundation of morality. It's real key here. And so preaching that gospel, preaching that unity with Christ, that leads people to the unity in Christ, which leads to the common understanding. That's the greatest thing you need in a democracy. We'll talk more on Monday. Have yourself a blessed... If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.